Day after day, little Jean Thierry made ice from 20 liters of lemon juice to sell on the street, and he never even took a tiny taste of it himself, no matter how dry his throat became from the heat and the dust. He was doing this to help his parents earn their livelihood because the family was poor. But in his heart, the little boy carried a big dream. He wanted to be like Jesus, and in order to achieve this, he wanted to become a priest. The boy, who never took a taste of the lemon ice, and who wanted to be like Jesus, never did become a priest. In 2006, he died at the age of only 23. But many other young men in Cameroon and its neighboring countries have discovered their calling through him, because when Jean Thierry Ebugo died, he was known for having lived a holy life. He was born on February the 4th, 1982, in Bamenda, in northwestern Cameroon. At the age of only 5 or 6, however, he was already fascinated by the missionaries and the crosses they wore around their necks. From then on, his longing to become a priest grew even stronger. When he was 13, he wrote poems in which he expressed his deep and gentle piety. However, it wasn't just him with a pen and a paper writing these beautiful, heartfelt poems, because he followed the call of God without hesitation. When Jean Thierry was around 20 years old, the Virgin Mary appeared to him one night. His brother was sleeping in the next room, and at one point heard Jean talking to someone. Jean later revealed that the Virgin Mary had appeared and had told him about Cameroon and the mission. One day, Jean began to feel a pain in his leg, which was thought to be just an insect bite. But since the pain does not go away and only increases, he was taken to a doctor who then diagnosed him with osteosarcoma, and this is where he had to have his leg amputated as soon as possible. Jean accepted the sacrifice, having said, "If this mission of mine is for the good of the Carmelite mission in Cameroon, I gladly accept it. My only wish is to be able to become a Carmelite religious, if this is possible." At the age of 21, he entered the monastery of the Descalced Carmelites in Ankobang. Thanks to a special dispensation, Jean was able to make his solemn profession, thus becoming a friar, on December 8, 2005, the feast of the Immaculate Conception, in his hospital room with his mother present at his side. In 2004, he was admitted to the novitiate and took the monastic name Jean Thierry of the Child Jesus and of the Passion. In 2005, he was taken to Italy for treatment, but the cancer had spread throughout his body. When he was brought into the hospital in Milan, Italy, the physician could not believe that someone could withstand so much suffering without complaint. The bright smile that Jean had always carried never faded. Many people went to see him continuously in the hospital, but instead of bringing him comfort, they came out comforted by him. He was suffering, but he never complained, and he managed to give strength to everyone who went to see him. Many desperate people found peace after meeting Jean. This is not possible without a special grace from the Lord. His condition was critical and he was in great pain. However, his only concern was whether he would still be ordained to the priesthood. "I only want to be healed so that I can become a priest," he said. Jean Thierry did not live long enough to be ordained to the priesthood because he died on January the 5th, 2006. Unfortunately, his mother could not be with him as a residence permit for Italy had expired and she had to return to Cameroon. When she said goodbyes to him on December the 26th, both knew that they would never see each other again in this world. Jean Thierry said to her, "God's will be done. Mama, remember that you offered me to him right after I was born. It is the same as when you bring a friend a kid goat when you go to visit him. You don't ask this friend later what he did with the kid goat. He may have raised it. He may have eaten it. Now, I am the kid goat of God, and we must not ask God what he did with the kid goat that you gave to him right after my birth." When he died, his last words were, "How beautiful Jesus is." The biggest dream of young Jean Thierry of the Child Jesus and of the Passion did not come true. But in John chapter 12, verse 20, we are reminded, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And so Jean Thierry, through his saintly suffering and death, have opened the hearts of many young men to God's call. In Cameroon and its neighbor, the Central African Republic, the Carmelite Order rejoices in numerous vocations and the seminaries are full. Jean himself had promised, "I will not do the same as Saint Therese, who promised a shower of roses from heaven. No, from heaven, I will make it rain, a deluge of vocations." When he was 17 years old, Jean Thierry wrote in one of his poems, "I am certain of joy, I will live." With this certainty, and with the ways in which God worked in his life, the young boy from Cameroon has become a gift for the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, source of all holiness, we praise you to have given to your church our brother Jean Thierry Abugo, of the Child Jesus and of the Passion, as a luminous example of youth dedicated to Christ. We thank you to have guided him with wisdom and love on his painful way of the cross, and we ask you to grant the wish he himself expressed while he was among us, that you may send down an abundant rain of vocations to religious life and ministerial priesthood, vocations that are both holy and strong, especially to Carmel, since he offered his life for the sanctification of priests and to help each person who walks towards you. We ask him to be our intercessor beside you, so that, if it is your will, we may obtain the grace of which we ask you in faith. Amen. Servant of God, Jean Thierry Abugo, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All that I adore is Him.